It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
It's been almost 15 months since the deluge that hit Boulder in September 2013. So we've come down here to Shanahan Ridge in South Boulder to an area that was once just a grassy swale before the deluge. All that it was here is just a very shallow swale out here in the ponderosa pine woodland. And what we're standing in now is a totally newly created stream bed that must be 20 yards across, full of boulders weighing up to 100 or 200 pounds, and full of sand. So this is just a new ecosystem that was created by the floods. And we thought we'd come here a little more than a year after the floods and just see what plants are colonizing this new stream ecosystem. There's no water here. It's just all sand and rock.
And it's interesting that most of the plants that we see are non-natives. There's a lot of mullein.
Goosefoot. Mm-hmm. We're seeing non-native geraniums. We're seeing some non-native smooth-grown grass. We're seeing cochineal, which are tumbleweeds. So these are the plants that like bare, disturbed ground. And they're going to come in here first. Okay, there are two native plants here that have moved in. This one is winter fat. It's called that because cattle and other herbivores can eat it in the winter, and it's good for them. It looks like sage. It's that beautiful silvery blue color that sage is, but it has no sage odor. So that's winter fat. That's a native. And right next to it, we have a very small native mustard. I don't know which one it is, but it's moving in here as well. And that will be the process. The non-natives will come in first, and then the native plants will start to move in afterwards.
And the little swale is lined with a number of shrubs that are native. There's a lot of three-leaf sumac, a bare tangle of gray stems.
You know, we don't want to imply that the flood was a bad thing for our stream ecosystems. In many areas, what the flooding did is widened our stream beds, and it creates more room for the streams to meander, and it creates more opportunities for some birds like spotted sandpipers to nest. And over time, this will probably be a fairly natural stream bed. The thing that amazes me is we look over here and we see rocks that are like several hundred pounds. And for years, I would see rocks like that out on the prairie here, and I think, well, that must have happened hundreds of millions of years ago in geologic history. And with this flood, we see rocks this size that were just moved down here in the last just 15 months ago. So it was really a historic event, but it was also a geologic event that's completely changed the landscape here.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.